gonna need a lot of water today. How's everybody this morning? Have you had a nice holiday season? My wife and I have had kind of boring. Now, not because of the holidays, but because this is one of the first times you spend so much time alone. And while we, of course, converse and like each other, you like to have company over. And so it just seems strange to have an empty house. So much so, we caught up on a few things. One of the things we did, which isn't that important, is Turner Movie Classics ran all 17 Andy Hardy movies. And we recorded those and watched them. Now, if you want to have some interesting viewing, watch all the Andy Hardys with Mickey Rooney. It shows a set of moral standards and a way of thinking that's absolutely incredible. There are some things in it that are startling as to what the judge said to his son Andy and all of the trouble he was in. So we did stuff like that. But it's nice to see you, and I hope you had a good holiday. And we won a Packer victory today, and then we want to start out the year tomorrow with some enthusiasm for the coming year. Would you please turn to Luke chapter 2? Now, the verses that were read this morning, I couldn't hear them. What portion were they? Were they Luke chapter 5? Okay. Oh, for Wednesday. Okay. So let's go to Luke chapter 2. You know that Luke is a Gentile. He's not an apostle, even though he has gospel. And he's a Gentile, and he's a doctor, and he has some other education, well-educated man, love for history. And he appears in the book of Acts, in the middle of the book of Acts, and we know very little about his background. When he wrote this gospel, he wrote to a man called, O Excellent Theophilus. That's a term, excellent, that had something to do with somebody of higher standing, perhaps a government official. When he wrote Acts, he just calls him Theophilus. Now, that may mean that Theophilus got fired by the Roman Empire, he retired, or perhaps Luke knew him so well he didn't have to call him O Excellent anymore, just like you might call Dr. John, later on you might just call him John. But Luke is writing to Gentiles. Luke is trying to make a point to the Gentile. And Theophilus, whoever he was, perhaps if he had been an official, maybe he had spent some time with the Jews. Almost all of these Roman officials in the land would have had contact with Jews, would have had contact with synagogues, and would have had contact with the Word of God, the Old Testament Word of God. And Luke is writing to explain certain things about who Jesus Christ is and also where Israel comes into this. And I like the introduction of this book. It is rather detailed, more detailed than Matthew. It begins with simple people, Elizabeth, Zechariah, simple people, godly people, living in their small town, serving the Lord the best they can.